Listening Library presents Touching Spirit Bear by Ben Michelson. Read for you by Lee Turgeson. Part 1. Touching Spirit Bear. Chapter 1. Cole Matthews knelt defiantly in the bow of the aluminum skiff as he faced forward into a cold September wind. Worn steel handcuffs bit at his wrists each time the small craft slapped into another wave. Overhead, a gray matted sky hung like a bad omen. Cole strained at the cuffs, even though he had agreed to wear them until he was freed on the island to begin his banishment. Agreeing to spend a whole year alone in southeast Alaska had been his only way of avoiding a jail cell in Minneapolis. Two men accompanied Cole on this final leg of his journey. In the middle sat Garvey, the gravelly-voiced, wise-cracking Indian parole officer from Minneapolis. Garvey said he was a Tlingit Indian, pronouncing Tlingit proudly with a clicking of his tongue as if saying, Tlingit. He was built like a bulldog with lazy eyes. Cole didn't trust Garvey. He didn't trust anyone who wasn't afraid of him. Garvey pretended to be a friend, but Cole knew he was nothing more than a paid babysitter. This week, his job was escorting a violent juvenile offender first from Minneapolis to Seattle, then to Ketchikan, Alaska, where they boarded a big silver float plane to the Tlingit village of Drake. Now they were headed for some island in the middle of nowhere. In the rear of the skiff sat Edwin, a quiet, pot-bellied Tlingit elder who had helped arrange Cole's banishment. He steered the boat casually, a faded blue t-shirt and baggy jeans his only protection against the wind. Deep-set eyes made it hard to tell what Edwin was thinking. He stared forward with a steely patience, like a wolf waiting. Cole didn't trust him either. It was Edwin who had built the shelter and made all the preparations on the island where Cole was to stay. When he first met Edwin in Drake, the gruff elder took one look and pointed a finger at him.
Go put your clothes on, inside out, he ordered.
Get real, old man, Cole answered.
You'll wear them reversed for the first 2 weeks of your banishment to show humility and shame,
Edwin said, his voice hard as stone. Then he turned and shuffled up the dock toward his rusty old pickup. Cole hesitated, eyeing the departing elder.
Just do it, Garvey warned.
Still standing on the dock in front of everyone, Cole smirked as he undressed. He refused to turn his back as he slowly pulled each piece inside out, even his underwear. Villagers watched from the shore until he finished changing. Bracing himself now against the heavy seas, Cole held that same smirk. His blue jeans, heavy wool shirt, and rain jacket chafed his skin, but it didn't matter. He would have worn a cowbell around his neck if it had meant avoiding jail. He wasn't a Tlingit Indian. He was an innocent-looking, baby-faced 15-year-old from Minneapolis who had been in trouble with the law half his life. Everyone thought he felt sorry for what he had done, and going to this island was his way of making things right.